This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Runoff in Afghanistan elections between two candidates who want a clean start with the West and are willing to sign security agreement with the USA. The top 10 cities for allergies are Louisville, Memphis, Baton Rouge, Oklahoma City, Jackson, Chattanooga, Dallas, Richmond, Birmingham, and McAllen, Texas. A UN panel warns that governments are not doing enough on climate change, says we can't afford to lose another decade. The kissing congressman, as he's known now, from North Louisiana, is being urged to resign. About 1 million adults in the U.S. annually attempt to commit suicide. Fortunately, only about 40,000 per year are successful. Of 18 to 29-year-olds, 70% consider community service an honorable endeavor, but only 35% say the same about running for public office. A New York University economist estimates Wall Street wastes $100 billion without adding value. The pocket trigger in Section 3 of the Voting Rights Act is key to the Justice Department's strategy to save enforcement. If government can prove discrimination, then that jurisdiction is subject to preclearance for a certain number of years. Walmart paid $9 million in fines to the Chinese government last year, but is pushing back and demanding better standards from food manufacturers. Almost half of India's workers are in agriculture compared to China's, which are increasingly in industrial and service jobs, propelling more people into Chinese cities. Safaricom is offering free Wi-Fi on 3,000 of Kenya's matutus, which are minibuses used by workers to get around. 10,000 of Sodexo's 125,000 USA workers are losing health insurance through reclassification as variable workers with uneven schedules that average less than 30 hours per week over 52 weeks, often working on college campuses, school cafeterias. 68% of U.S. employers have some number of variable workers. The Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and KBF FM 88.3 at www.kbf.org.